I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Ask me what my wife is wearing today.
What is your...
I don't know!
Okay.
106.5 The End.
It does feel like a time where we should probably use some cool, fun new game shows, right? Especially if a lot of people are sitting at home. You can only binge watch so much. Mm. Let's just change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was announced earlier this week that actor Leslie Jordan has signed on to host this show called Squeaky Clean, which is a cleaning competition on Quibi.
Now, a lot of people don't know who Leslie Jordan is. Katie?
So he was, he's a tiny little gay man.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Older gentleman.
Yes.
And he was on Will and Grace.
Yep.
You've seen him in a bunch of different things. Follow him on Instagram. It is a treat. He starts almost all of them by going, this is Leslie Allen Jordan reporting for duty.
Well, this show, it's called Squeaky Clean. It's going to be on Quibi. It's going to pit three cleaning-obsessed contestants against each other for two competitive rounds, the Quick Scrub and the Big Clean. From the shiniest floor in studio competition history.
What a terrible idea. We have completely run out of game show ideas.
Now, listen, I am a big fan, and they just put it on Netflix, of Supermarket Sweep.
Because you would think that a game show of watching people go grocery shopping would be terrible.
Right. Yes.
But it was very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of these shows sound dumb.
Right.
But, like, they could, maybe they'd be good. Like, okay, so here's a game show that I came up with. Okay. We call it Money Launder, okay?
Oh, okay.
And you're watching people do competitive laundry.
Okay.
And you're tested on how fast you can do it,
okay.
How clean you get things,
yeah.
Different techniques.
Okay.
And then there's like the folding section of the competition.
This is perfect for you.
There's an ironing section of the thing, and watch out for the lint trap.
Okay. How about a show called Nail Biter?
Okay.
And it's a competition who can bite their nails down the furthest without drawing blood.
That sounds gross.
Right. Wow. Hey,
okay, it's a fair point.
Yeah.
Fear factor is gross.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, that's not really a game show.
No, I know that's a game show. It's disgusting, and people watch it.
That's true.
I have one called Sweep It Up, which is a little similar to this, but instead of using brooms, you use a toothbrush.
Okay.
Oh.
And you have to get down on your hands and knees with a toothbrush, and you have to...
Prison style.
Right. And you get a little mini dustpan, and you got to try to get all the dust in there with a toothbrush. There's three very competitive rounds.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I did come up with another one. Okay. You guys want to hear another one?
Yeah.
This is called Ain't My Paint.
Okay.
And you have to, because if anybody doesn't know, there is a trend on social media of people watching paint at like a Home Depot get made, where you're watching different colors get poured in by a computer, and then it gets shaken up and you have to guess what it is.
I've seen that.
Let's make that a game show.
Oh my God,
where people
I love
are there
it.
Watching different paints get poured
like,
into
okay,
a bucket.
That is green, so that means it can't be, it's not going to be, oh.
Exactly, and then you have to predict the color as it's being thing, and then if you get it wrong, you have to say, I'm shook.
Okay, how about Meal Prep Mania?
Oh my God.
And it's just a bunch of douchebags racing each other to see who can cook their ground turkey and zucchini the fastest or whatever.
The one I came up with is called Death or Just Indigestion. So you have two options here.
Wow.
Right. It's like a food eating competition. You know, like they do the hot dog eating contests and stuff like that. Well, you have to figure out that by the end of it, do I just have indigestion or am I going to die?
Am I having a heart attack?
Right.
That's, I can see that working. Yeah. Coming this season on Fox, a show to die for.
Right. Oh, I love it. Okay, how about this one? Check your fly.
Okay, now I want to hear how I make you this a competition.
Okay, you trap people in booths, okay?
Okay.
And you unleash flies on them. And then you give them a fly swatter, and the person that can kill the most wins.
Oh, that's not bad.
But PETA's not going to like
that. PETA's not going to like that, so maybe we flip the script on it and just have it.
And the fly, give the flies the swatters.
Close. Oh. Let's change it, okay? And we'll have the show be called This Sucks, and it's all about mosquitoes. And who can get the most mosquito bites?
Because
have you ever watched, like, whenever they talk about a mosquito thing on the local news and you see somebody's arm in a box and you see all the mosquitoes?
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting, but I can't look away. So if you turn that into a whole competition show, maybe there's a whole thing where people are making their salves. Like, oh, I know mosquitoes
love it. Yeah, put some barbecue sauce on it. They love it or whatever.
They love soy sauce and garlic. So and you show them and find out if they're right or not.
Oh, my God.
PETA won't have a problem with that.
No, because you're feeding the mosquitoes.
You're feeding, right. Yeah.
This could go on FX. They should call us.
Oh,
FX,
they really should.
FXX.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.